You are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito. I'm the senior pastor here of Island Community Church. Along with my associate pastor, Darren Solano, we greet you here today on this Friday. God bless you guys. Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Friday here with me. Now, speaking of Pastor Darren, he's going to be bringing the word here this weekend, this Sunday morning at 10:30. And he is going to be coming out of Ephesians and out of Romans 12. And his sermon is on renewing your mind. Excited about that. I personally love to be on the other end once in a while to get out my wide margin Bible and my spiritual ears and listen for the word of God to minister to me. I invite you guys to church Sunday morning, Island Community Church. If you're looking for a new church home, I invite you to come by this weekend at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. We meet Wednesdays at 6. We got off to a high time in here Wednesday night. We just started the book of Galatians, and we had an excellent time through the Word. And so I invite you guys Wednesday nights at 6. It's much more informal service than a Sunday is. We have a blackboard, actually dry erase board. It's open for questions, comments, hopefully answers. So I invite you to attend one of our Wednesday night services as well. So those are some of the things going on here at Island Community Church. Our website is just that, islandcommunitychurch.net. The YouTube channel, same name, Island Community Church. The sermons are uploaded on there. The services, Wednesday and Sunday, are broadcast live on Facebook, Island Community Church Facebook page. So, okay, we're in the book of Revelation. Some of the things you hear here on this radio program, you hear the Sunday sermons a day or two after they're preached. You'll hear Pastor Darren's in here probably Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And on the other days, we're going through the book of Revelation verse by verse. We're in chapter 11. These last couple days, we've been looking at no rain for 3.5 years. Can you imagine that? Let me pick it up here again from the top here, actually from verse 5. So we're in between trumpets. This is what we call an interlude. As there was one between the sixth and seventh seal. Remember, there's 21 judgments, seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls or vials, old King James reads. 21 judgments. In between the sixth and the seventh seal, there is an interlude in between them. Here's the same thing. We're going to get to the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet, here coming up here today, here in just a minute. But in the meantime, we're in this interlude. All of a sudden, and also let me say, I believe that this little text right here, 8 or 9 verses, covers the entire tribulation. Because we read here in verse 1, it says, I was given a reed, this is the Apostle John speaking, then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and an angel stood and said, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship there. But leave out the court, which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. So that has to be the first half of the tribulation. There's no mistaking that. We take this number literal. We believe the tribulation is 7 years. Daniel would call it a Shabuah, which is a period of sevens, or a week. We think a week of years, 7 years. That's why people think, that's why expositors think and Bible teachers think that the tribulation period is 7 years. Also, because of these texts, we find the number seven neatly divided in both Daniel chapter 7, Daniel chapter 9, where it says in the middle of the week, and also the book of Revelation here, chapter 11, chapter 12, chapter 13. The Gentiles will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. So there is the first half of the tribulation. Also, the Lord Jesus says in Luke 21, 24, he says, Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Now, that reminds me of my sermon from this past Sunday. Hopefully, you guys heard it on the radio here Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, this fullness of the Gentiles. The Apostle Paul speaking under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He's revealing a mystery that no one ever knew before. Speaking of the Jews, speaking of Israel, it's on everyone's mind. What about Israel? What happened to Israel? I've got an Old Testament in my Bible. What's God's plan, if any, for the nation of Israel? God's got a plan. This is what he says. He says, for I do not desire, I'm in Romans chapter 11, verse 25. This is going to coincide with those verses we just looked at. Jerusalem will be trampled until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And this is a number. The time is coming when this number is going to be hit. And then God's going to resume his plan with the nation of Israel, which you see all throughout the book of Revelation. It's not Gentiles that are numbered with the mark of God. It's Jews. The tribulation, according to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, it's a time of Jacob's trouble, not the church. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. For I do not desire, brethren, you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until, there's the word until. Just like Jesus used it just a minute ago, the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul is going to use it again. That is the key word to understanding these texts. And that is, there is an expiration date on the Gentile in the world today, which is why you see the word today all throughout the New Testament. Today, these pleadings by the Holy Spirit to you, not to receive the grace of God in vain, but today, while it's still today, call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ while it's today. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, he says, we plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain, that today is that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation because of this word until that's in these texts. There is an expiration date, like on a carton of milk, for the Gentile in the world here today. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Now, the old NIV, I think, is the only one that's translated this right. They've translated this Greek word pleroma, which is translated fullness, as full number, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. Now, here in the book of Revelation, I think we're seeing when this is, right here at this midpoint. Now, I'm not trying to build a case for the rapture, just trying to understand this text, okay? There's an expiration date on Gentiles because of the word until. Book, chapter, and verse, Luke 21:24. Jerusalem will be trampled by these Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And just like when it says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of the woman, born under the law, Galatians 4:4. There's a time when these times of the Gentiles is going to end. So Luke 21:24, Romans 11:25, blindness has happened to Israel until the full number of the Gentiles has come into the kingdom. And now here in Revelation 11:2, he's telling you how long this is going to last. Do not measure the outer court, because it's been given to the Gentiles, and they will, well, they'll do exactly what Jesus just said. Naturally, hear these two verses. Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. These are your two links. Luke 21:24, Revelation 11:2. Luke 21:24 and Revelation 11:2. Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. It's 3.5 years to the day, according to what we read now. Leave out the outer court, which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it's been given to the Gentiles. And they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. So, little Sherlock Holmes here, and a little deductive reasoning here through the word of God, it seems like these times of the Gentiles is going to be fulfilled at 42 months. Not only does it seem that way, the word of God just said that. Let's continue. I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. So there's another 42 months. 1,260 days. There's 360 days to the prophetic Hebrew calendar. 360, 360, 360, and 180 is 1,260 days. Now, I think that's the second half of the tribulation. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't have all the answers. All I know is that there's an expiration date over the Gentile, and he needs to receive Jesus Christ today while it's still today. That I know, and I can preach authoritatively today on this Friday. There's an expiration date, like on a carton of milk, on the Gentile. That would be you and me in the world today, and that's why there's such an urgency for you to receive Jesus Christ while it's still today. And he says, watch therefore, Jesus said, Matthew 25, verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day, even though all of these yahoos last week knew the day. Everyone, there are countless Christians called out the day the rapture was going to be at the Feast of Trumpets earlier this week, even though Jesus says no one knows the day. No one knows the hour, and no one knows who these guys are either. Countless Christians out here today apparently know it. We don't know who it is. Even Zechariah, this is the next verse. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. Your Bible tells you to go back to Zechariah chapter 4 and read it there. And when you go back to that text, the angel asks him, who are these guys? And he goes, you got me? I don't know. Maybe he says, what are you asking me for? I don't know who they are. Isn't that funny? That the man who could see them didn't know who they are. But people out here in the world today, they all seem to know. So again, I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. Now he tells you who they are. Same as they told Zechariah the prophet who they were. He didn't get it. He says, these are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. Verse 5, and if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. So again, these guys, even though they die, they're still supernatural. All of God's end times players in the book of Revelation have been supernatural. So you would think these guys maybe would be angels because everyone else carrying out God's plans are, but these guys are going to die here coming up in a minute. So they kill their enemies, fire comes out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone tries to hurt them, he must be killed in this manner. Imagine this happening in our lifetime. It's what I was saying in yesterday's broadcast. We counted the days, remember? We ended up, well, we counted 3.5 years with no rain. And I said this was the 19th when I recorded this, the 19th of September, 2025. We got to 2026, 27, 28, and then another 6 months. You're into the year 2029 with no rain. Imagine seeing this in your lifetime. Because that's verse 6. These have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. How long is the days of their prophecy? 1,260 days. And there's no reason not to take that literal. 1,260 days, 3.5 years with no rain. And then the next word here is and. And they have the power over the waters to turn them to blood and strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. Now, this is why some people think that this is Moses and Elijah. And I understand that very well could be. Certainly is a good story thinking that these are going to be famous people like that. Moses and Elijah, who knows? Maybe it is. Moses seemed to be was the last one to do something like this from the 10 plagues of Egypt, where he had the power over the water to turn it to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. Moses did the exact thing. That's why good expositors believe that one of these guys is Moses. They represented the law and the prophets. And that the other person was Elijah, because Elijah was the last one to call fire down out of heaven. So they have power over the waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. Now let's move on here to verse 7 here this morning, or this afternoon, whenever you tuned in. Verse 7. Now we're in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 11. We're in between trumpets here. It's right before the last trumpet. This happens right before the last trumpet. Verse 7. Now when they finish their testimony, so that's 3.5 years in, 1,260 days, probably at the end of the tribulation, I don't know when this is. This I know. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit, remember in chapter 9, saw an angel come down and he had the key to the bottomless pit. He had the key to hell itself. It's like a manhole cover. He takes off this manhole cover and out come these foul demons tormenting everyone out here, all of the God haters out here in the world, everyone who is upset that God loves them, everyone who has rejected the Son of God. This is their destiny here. Foul demons coming out of the pit. So now this beast here, I believe, is the Antichrist. I believe, well, we know he's an end times player. I believe he's already lived before. He's infected with the spirit of Antichrist. The Apostle John says is already in the world. So when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations, so that would be all the people everywhere in the world, those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and will not allow their dead bodies to be put in graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and make merry and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those that dwell on the earth. Wow, what a satanic Christmas time is this? I personally believe that this is going to happen during the Christmas season here. That it's going to be just right before Christmas. And when this happens, I mean, what a satanic Christmas is this? At the death of two guys, it's kind of like what happens right here in this country now. With the death of Charlie Kirk, look what's happened in this country when he died. This is one righteous witness. Look what happened when they killed him. Their people are rejoicing. They're practically sending gifts to one another. This is a high time of party for some people in this country at the death of this man. People are emboldened to come out of their slime pit, to come out here and rejoice at all costs. They don't even care. You see, this is the microcosm of what's going to happen here. This is growing exponentially. You went from a couple hundred to millions now that are rejoicing at the death of Mr. Kirk. Here you're seeing it on the big scale here. Those that dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Also, this certainly shoots down. Remember when we started this book, the different ways of interpreting the book of Revelation. And I showed you that those that are called preterists, those that believe the book of Revelation was fulfilled, that everything that happened in the book of Revelation, except for his return, already happened in the year 70 AD at the destruction of Jerusalem. Now, Mr. Preterist, what you believe now falls like a house of cards. Show me where in history that this happened. And this also was an atheist proof text for over 1,000 years. And that is, the logic behind that is, for those that thought the Bible, that this was their proof that the Bible was just written by man and it's fiction, and it's not true. Men wrote it. And their reasoning was this. How could everyone in the world all see the same thing all at the same time? This is Revelation 11 and 9. Revelation 11, verse 9. Those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies for 3.5 days, and they won't let their dead bodies to be put into a grave. The question was, how could someone in Australia, Ethiopia, Antarctica, Merritt Island, Florida, Sacramento, California, South Africa, Cape Town, the Sudan, Jerusalem, China, Beijing, China, Outer Mongolia, how could all of these people all see the same thing going on at the same time? And that, friend, was their proof that the Bible was a book of fiction and it was not true. Now, lo and behold, here we are, the 25th of September when I'm recording this, Thursday, September 25th, year of our Lord, 2025. And now we're at the age with the birth of CNN way back in the 30, 40 years ago. We're now at the age where everyone in the world can all see through satellite television, now through the internet, everyone can now see the same thing that's going on all over the world at the same time. And I can't tell you how many people are in hell because of this proof text to them that the Bible is not true, the Word of God is not true, it's not the Word of God, there is no God, go out here and do what you want, live how you like. This is the proof that the Bible is not true. You see, friend, let me tell you, believe God and trust God at His Word, even when you don't understand. And the same thing for us today. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. When you don't understand something, Trust God. Believe God at his word. When you don't trust and understand the word of God, when not trust, when you don't understand something in the Bible, don't become an atheist over it. Here's two proof texts the atheists used. The first one was chapter 9, when there was going to be a 200 million man army on the other side of the Euphrates River, all ready to cross over to gather together at Megiddo for the Battle of Armageddon. That's first proof text. The world didn't have 200 million people in it. How could there be an army 200 million people strong on the other side of the Euphrates to gather together at Armageddon? So there's number one. And now here's number two. Both fulfilled in your lifetime or just one generation ago. That we live in an age that everyone in the world, you see, this verse made absolutely no sense for 1900 years until now. Until now, those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their bodies to be put in graves. And those that dwell on the earth will rejoice over them. Here's third prophecy. Here's a third prophecy fulfilled. I'm old enough to be around from September 11th, 2001. I personally don't know one person other than some extremist Muslims that rejoiced. I don't know anyone that rejoiced over what happened on September 11th, 2001 in the United States of America. I don't know one person. So now you've got 200 million man army, check. You got the whole world able to see these two guys lying dead on the ground. They don't even put a cover over their face. Two. Number three, in the span of 24 years, we're at the place where everyone can rejoice. Everyone. Not there yet, but you see it happening where people can rejoice at the death of righteous people, righteous witnesses for God. Look at what happens when they kill the righteous witnesses for God. Look at what happens. Those that dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another because these two prophets tormented those that dwell on the earth. What a satanic Christmas time on planet earth that's going to be. That's your food for thought here for the weekend. That's Revelation chapter 11. I encourage you guys, get into it. We'll be back here on Monday looking at this last trumpet here that's going to follow right after this. We're going to see the rapture for these two guys as they come to life again. And then they will be caught up. Same word as rapture. They'll be caught up to heaven as God says, come up here. We'll pick it up there on Monday. God bless you guys. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.